In the night, where you are all?
We're staying at a hotel nearby.
Hotel
nearby.
Thing. We have
nearby.
Far. Nearby.
1 hour.
No, a few minutes from me. Very close by.
Prabhu, only a few minutes. Few minutes from here, he has hotel. And Prabhu, 1 hour.
1 hour.
Separate places.
Ashram,
your class, your is perhaps your like near Varas.
Good.
Sorry.
Where he lives?
He lives in Alachua.
And Alachua, he comes.
No.
Alachua is 2 hours from here.
1 hour. Hotel.
2 hours, Alachua hotel, 1 hour.
Ashram is
10 minutes. Why not in nearby hotel?
Ashram.
Because before minutes. Gurudev, they only say you're coming out. Orlando. They didn't say where. So we have to book in advance.
They have some company who helps them to get cheap lodging. Mm-hmm. And we told them we are coming to Orlando, but we did not give address. At that time, maybe he forgot to ask. Or...
No, I just booked because of Orlando.
Okay.
Orlando's a big city.
Yeah, but no problem.
Gurudev, the tendency to control all the time, small or big, how can avoid it? Try to
in ant very small, in elephant big, in mountains all more big.
So that means
as he do karms. According to that, he receives body.
Does that mean Mukund and I have bigger
understand?
Control?
The tendency or the control is depend of...
He is telling to control others or our environment.
Huh?
We are always trying to control this, that all of us have this tendency to control others. And he's asking your advice, how can we give this up, the tendency to control others?
By chanting Hari name, by serving Gurudev Vishwambena, in this way.
Gurudev, you're my venerated master, and I created a fence at your lotus feet yesterday, and I'm afraid that I will go to hell.
Yesterday, Prabhu was helping with massage. He was telling, I am professional. So we give him chance, but you were not happy with his massage. So he is worried that he has done offense, and he will go to hell.
No, not. I thought that you don't know.
Because Gurudev is accustomed to certain massage. That is the thing.
Don't be worried. I knew that you are new man.
Srila Gurudev.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada told me to chant every day, Tesam Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam.
Dami
Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenam Apurimpite. I am praying, as Vishwanath Chakrabarty has given explanation, that Gurudev will bless me that this can manifest in my heart.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Tesam Satata Yuktanam. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has given him
every day to chant.
The order to chant every day. He is asking your blessings that this will manifest in his chanting as Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained.
Very good. Thank you.
So Gurudev, one devotee, some years ago, he committed a crime and he ended up in prison more than 20 years. Every day he kept Nam, but his Anak he did not keep. Only yesterday he got my number and called me because we preached together in Africa.
Awesome.
And he's asking now, he wants to remember again his Anak. So I'm telling any good time in the future he can meet you, it will be very good. But he wants to remember again now. Should he try to remember again at all or just wait?
He's in prison still?
No. No, he's out now. When you come out?
Then when Maharaj or anyone comes, or you are with him, you can call us.
Maharaj is coming to Alachua.
You can call us.
He's visiting for that weekend.
Yeah.
Revatamani.
One of his god brothers, they were preaching in Africa together. He did some crime, and his god brother, and he was in prison for 20 years. Now he is released. He always kept chanting, but he has given up his Diksha mantra. He is asking his god brother if he can again chant his Diksha mantra.
He can. He can.
He can again take up chanting.
But he can, when you go to Houston, you can speak phone.
Telephone.
By telephone, you can give him encouragement.
Or Skype.
If it is more better.
He has faith in Gurudev, then Gurudev will do.
Yes.
As a Shiksha Guru.
Yes.
But when we are in Houston, you can call.
Yes.
And Gurudev will speak.
Okay. Maharaj will be there. Can
yeah.
Skype or phone.
Yeah, that's good.
Since this is last time in Florida for a while,
yeah.
How can we take his instructions to heart and actually be useful in his service?
Mahabodhi Prabhu telling, you will be going from here. When you will come back, it is not sure.
Huh?
Whether you will come back to Florida or not in future, it is not sure.
Yeah.
How can the devotees take your instructions in their heart and follow them?
They have so many things, Master. My books are with them.
Yeah.
My instructions are
your sannyasis will come, Umadidi will come, all will come to help you.
He will come.
Yeah.
I can come here sometime, Gurudev.
Yeah.
Because Birmingham?
Now you have
Birmingham?
You have your man in Birmingham now.
He just left me this morning. This morning, he drove, left me, I'm standing outside.
Really?
I couldn't answer.
Where were you, in the apartment?
Yeah.
But Raghunath was there. Perhaps.
Yeah, but I had no key to go inside.
Oh.
I was locked out.
Does your day have a question?
What's
that? Does your day have a question?
I think yes.
When the time Kriyas Kunta, Sadashiv is a Bodhisattva in Vaikuntha, and Shambhu is Kailash. So the abode of Shambhu and Sadashiv is distinctly different than where they are in relationship to each other.
Sripad Ashram Maharaj asking, Sadashiv, his dham is in Vaikuntha.
Huh?
Sadashiv, residing in Vaikunth. Shambhu, residing in Kailash. What is the
manifestation from
Sadashiv?
Vaikunthapati? Manifestation comes as Kailashpati. Both are not same.
Dham different. Dham different.
Dham is different.
Kailas is not in Vaikunth.
Different.
Means Shambhu is belong to Vaikunthapati.
No, Sadashi. But from Vaikunthapati is Sadashiv Shambhu manifest.
Because when they talk about Lord Shiva's dham, always we hear Kailash dham.
Yeah.
But not Vaikuntha. So different. Vaikuntha, okay.
But is there consort with Sadashiv?
So those people who go to Kailash dham,
yeah.
Generally speaking, do they eternally stay there?
Who is going to Kailash after this birth? Anyone who is going to Kailash after his this birth.
Those people worship, many people
who
worship
Shambhu.
Shambhu.
They will be there eternally, or what is their position?
I'm not seeing anywhere.
Because many Hindu people, they worship in Shambhu.
There are not so many. Very few persons.
Sadashiva, is there a spiritual consort like Parvati spiritual or not?
Shambhu, his consort is Parvati, and they are eternal.
Yes.
Then question is Sadashiva.
Sadashiva and Lakshmi.
Yeah. Sadashiva and Lakshmi.
Yes.
Like that.
For a devotee in Sakya Ras, is that their highest happiness, and do they miss the happiness of Madhura Ras?
Sakya also in Madhurya Ras, who is by constitution Sakya. Prabhu telling anyone who by his constitutional bhav is in Sakya Ras. Who has Tai bhav as Sakya Ras?
Sakya bhav.
They are happy with that completely, even if they are not involved in Madhurya or Sringaras. Yeah. Yeah. Whoever has his constitutional position is happy with that completely. Yeah. Nothing to worry. I have time to make a lot.